You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, welcoming you to a special edition of Juke in the Back. This week, we celebrate the 4th of July with a very special show dedicated to rhythm and blues songs about food. Cats and kittens, I hope you came hungry, because coming up on this show, we'll be serving up some hot dogs, cornbread, potato salad, even some ice cream for dessert, as we celebrate our nation's birthday with some of the greatest food our nation has to offer. And really, what's more American than grabbing a hot dog, watching a baseball game, and listening to America's music, rhythm and blues? Born right here in the USA after World War II, rhythm and blues is the merging of jazz, gospel, and blues. And each week, Juke in the Back focuses on that soul that came before rock and roll. These records are the building blocks of rock and roll. And these are the records that Buddy Holly, Elvis, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Animals all grew up on. So welcome to the Juke in the Back, and happy 4th of July. Now, before we get into songs about individual foods, man, we gotta find a place that's open on the holiday. Now, I called ahead, checked in with these places, and don't worry, baby, they're expecting us. First stop, the Rib Joint. Here's Sam Price and his Texas Bluesicians, spinning off the Savoy label in 1956, and the meat just falls right off the bone. So here we go to the Rib Joint on Juke in the Back. Thank you.
Well, what you say, baby? You look ready as Mr. Freddy this black. How about you and me going spinning at the track?
What's that, homie? If you think I'm going dancing on a dime, your clock is ticking on the wrong time.
Well, what's your pleasure, treasure? You call the plays, I'll dig the ways.
Hey, daddy-o, I'm not so crude as to drop my mood on a square from way back. I'm in there and have to dig life with father, and I mean father's lack.
Well, baby, your play gives my wig a solid flip. You snap the whip, I'll make the trip.
Well, lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs. But the treat of the treats is when they serve you those fine 8-beats. You want to spend the rest of your brights down at the house of blue lights. While we dig those tunes like they should be dug, it's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just drilling down the path of welcome mats. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights.
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging all the scene
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her bow
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
A chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
they said, "Man, be careful. That chick belongs to Smokey Joe." Behind the counter, I saw a man, a shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
"You better eat up all your beans and bar and clear right on out."
Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
and so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's, then take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when that Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I at Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Grabbing some award-winning chili beans down at Smokey Joe's Cafe. Those are the Robins, featuring Carl Gardner on lead vocals. He and Bobby Nunn would soon leave the Robins to join the Coasters. That song was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, the same cats that gave us Hound Dog in Kansas City. It was recorded at the end of 1954 and released in September of 1955 on Lieber and Stoller's own record label, Spark Records. Then it was picked up the very next month by Atco Records for national distribution through Atlantic, where it became a huge hit. Before that, we strolled down to the House of Blue Lights for some delicious Detroit barbecue. That was Ella Mae Morris with Dave Ray and appeared on Capitol back in 1946. We kicked off this very special July 4th Juke in the Back featuring R&B songs about food with Rib Joint from Sam Price and his Texas Bluesicians. That song features the great Mickey Baker on guitar. Yep, that's the same Mickey Baker who would sing with Sylvia as Mickey and Sylvia. You remember Love is Strange? Well, he also played a smoking guitar on many rock and roll and rhythm and blues sessions of the 1950s. And the cat blowing the sax on that tune was none other than the late, great King Curtis. And you know, Sam Price was no slouch either. At the tender age of 77, back in 1985, Price became an artist in residence at Harvard University. Unfortunately, we lost him in 1992. Well, there's just one more joint I want to stop in at before we settle down and grab ourselves some grub. Back in 1948, rhythm and blues pianist Amos Milburn scored a number one record with Chicken Shack Boogie. In 1956, Amos recut the tune, and man, is this version jumping. If you asked me to pick one song that defines the jump blues genre, I'd pick this one. Here's Amos Milburn with the revved up version of Chicken Shack on Juke in the Back.
Hello, cats, I just got back. Looking for that place to call the Chicken Shack. It's fine as wine and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part of all the things now. Have a ball. On all you cats, you can shop with attack. So the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack. We'll be right back.
by the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake, having a derby irvy. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tolula. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. Look at here, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishya. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. But will you please pass the biscuits down, please? Will you pass the biscuits down, please? I can't understand it. I go out and work and slave, and all my kinfolks do is play. Look at Uncle John down bar. He's had four biscuits already. No wonder he got four chins. And there's Aunt Lucy down at the other end. I thought she was on a diet. If she ain't had eight biscuits, she ain't had none. Excuse me, Uncle Bill, but will you please pass the biscuits, please? Will you pass the biscuits, please? Them biscuits sure is disappearing fast. I wish they would just look down this way. Maybe I can get Mary's attention. Say, Mary. Say, Mary. Will you please pass the biscuits, please? The only time they come down is for wedding, funerals, and receptions. You take old cousin Jeff. I ain't seen him in 2 years. And he don't even know I'm here. All he see is them biscuits. I don't want to reach over Betty, cause Grandma says that's ill manners, she said. But this meat ain't no good without no bread. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Oh, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I got enough potatoes and some yellow gravy. I sure wish they would just pass one of them biscuits. Look at it. It's almost finished, and I ain't even started eating yet. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Say, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I don't know why they Emma put them biscuits down at the other end of the table. Hey, will you pass the biscuits, please? Hey, will you please pass the biscuits, please? Now there's one more biscuit left. Maybe if I get up and walk down the other end of the table, I might get that one. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Say, no, wait, wait, Uncle Jeff, wait, wait, please, wait. No. Well, I'll be doggone. He done ate up the last biscuit. I wanted the biscuits.
Andre Williams, spinning off the Fortune label out of Detroit from 1957. Pass the biscuits, please. I'm Matt the Cat, and this entire Juke in the Back show is dedicated to rhythm and blues songs about food. This next tune lists off all the great foods that pair well with one another, like hotcakes and molasses, wieners and sauerkraut, and beans and cornbread. The tune was arranged by Bill Doggett and performed by the great Louis Jordan, spinning off the Decca label from 1949 and providing us with all the food we'll need for our holiday picnic. Here's Louis Jordan, Beans and Cornbread.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight.
Beans.
Cornbread said, now that's all right.
Beans.
Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
I'll be ready.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
That's what Beans said to cornbread.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans told cornbread, you ain't straight.
Beans.
You better wake up or I'll gas you gate.
Beans.
Been in this pot since 2:30.
Beans.
Swelling and puffing and almost due.
Beans. I'll be ready tomorrow night. Beans.
That's what Beans told cornbread.
Beans.
You're always getting mad at me.
Beans.
I ain't mad at you.
Cornbread.
I'll be ready tomorrow night. Grab cornbread by the toe.
Beans,
Beans said, cornbread, let me go.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'll lay you low.
Beans.
I'm gonna fight you so and so.
Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
That's what Beans said, cornbread. You're so bad, you always wanna fight.
Meet me
on the corner tomorrow night. And I'm gonna beat the devil out
of you.
Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'm almost dead.
Beans.
Beans told cornbread, get up, man.
Beans.
You know that we go hand in hand.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread, hand in hand.
Beans. That's what Beans said to cornbread.
Beans.
We should stick together,
beans.
hand in hand. We should hang out together like wieners and sauerkraut.
Beans.
We should
and
stick
cornbread.
Together like hot dogs
beans.
And mustard.
And
we should get up
beans.
Every morning
cornbread.
And hang out together like sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night, we should hang out like chitlins and potato salad.
Yeah.
Like strawberry and shortcake.
Yeah.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Like liver and onions.
Yeah.
Like red peas and rice.
Yeah.
Like bagel and lox.
Yeah.
Like sour cream and Benson.
Yeah.
Like bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
Beans, toast, cornbread.
Yeah.
It makes no difference what you think about me.
Yeah.
But it makes a whole lot of difference what I think about you.
Yeah.
We should hang out together like hotcakes and molasses.
Hey.
That's what Beans said to cornbread.
Get something to eat, man.
Yes, I'm strictly for that, man.
Well, I know just the thing to get.
Well, tell me so I can get some.
Well, listen to me and I'll tell you everything.
I'm listening.
Here I come.
Come on.
Hot dog, ain't they very nice?
Hot dog,
try them once or twice.
Hot dog,
they go fine with rice,
with the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
A hot dog, hurry, hurry, won't you, boy?
Hot dog,
make you jump with joy.
Hot dog,
believe me, it's the real McCoy.
With the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
Cola, save my soul. I don't want orange, lemon or lime, 'cause something else fine is on my mind.
Hot dog,
hurry, hurry, don't be late.
Hot dog,
try them on your dinner plate.
Hot dog,
ooh, it's a date with fate.
With the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
And you get fatter and fatter and fatter.
Hot dog.
Chris Powell and the Five Blue Flames singing about the quintessential 4th of July treat, the hot dog. Many have claimed to be the originator of the hot dog, but the concept of putting a sausage in a bun really took off in 1893 at the Chicago World's Fair. You see, before this, vendors would hand customers hot sausages in their hands. Sometimes they'd wear gloves to handle the hot sausage. But you put a sausage in a soft, cushiony bun and the problem is solved. Popularity of the hot dog really took off in the early 20th century when vendors began selling it at baseball games. And now when you go to a baseball game, you gotta have a hot dog.
Chris Powell played drums and sang on that tune, which was released by the OK label in 1949. His group, the Five Blue Flames, were from Philadelphia and were quite popular playing up and down the East Coast in the late 40s and early 50s. Before that, we heard a band conducted by a cat who left Duke Ellington to pursue a solo career. That was the Hal Singer Sextet, and Savoy released that great instrumental, Cornbread, in 1948. Now we move on to another food-related instrumental. This one spins off the OK label from 1957. Here's Doc Bagby on the Juke in the Back with Dumplin's.
Oh, Geneva, darling, don't you know you're still my baby? But when it's time to eat, I just won't be around. Mark your hips and ride. Mark your hips and ride. Mark your hips and ride. Hips and rights.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring songs about food for the 4th of July. So what's a better side dish than coleslaw? The tune Sorghum Switch was written in 1942 by bandleader Jesse Stone. When Frank Cully recorded an instrumental of it in 1949 for Atlantic Records, he called it Coleslaw with Sorghum Switch in parentheses. Louis Jordan put out a version of Coleslaw with Words at the same time Cully's was out in 1949. Cully's went to number 9 and Jordan's went to number 7, and it's this week's Great 78. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five spinning off of Decca Records with Coleslaw, Sorghum Switch.
Your coleslaw keeps you chewing like a cross-cut saw. Exercise your jaw by eating coleslaw. Best old goodness that you ever saw. You can break no law by wanting coleslaw. It ain't nothing but some cabbage raw. Just a simple southern treat. It's fine with meat and things to eat. Your chops go flop with every drop. Your teeth go bop, you'll never stop. Yes, in Arkansas, they serve you coleslaw. That's good strategy without a flaw. It's a cinch to draw a plate of coleslaw. It ain't nothing but some cabbage raw.
Of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Bring me some pork chops and mustard green. Shrimp fried rice and some ooh red beans. Lamb chops and cabbage greens. Save some of this for me. Cornbread and black-eyed peas. one big piece of American cheese, soup and some tree green tea. This is the dish for me. All that food that costs so much, caviar and such, bring me some pork chops and mustard greens. This is the dish for me. Oh, save some of this for me. Neck bones and navy beans, one big pot of some collard greens, corn cakes and muffins too. I'll save some of this for you. Hot cakes and bacon too, once in a while some Irish stew, pigtails and sauerkraut, this will knock you out. All that food that costs so much, frog legs and such, bring me some pork chops and mustard greens. This is the dish for me. Oh, save some of this for me. Some string beans too. Look what I'm about to serve to you. Gumbo and steamed up rice. Boy, don't that sound real nice? Hog head on a New Year's Day. Egg fruit young, the Chinese way. Sausage and waffles too. This is the dish for you. High class food that costs so much. Rattlesnake and such, bring me some pork chops and mustard greens. This is the dish for me. Oh, save some of this for me. Save some of this for me. Save some of this for me.
Ernie Andrews with the Maxwell Davis Orchestra. From 1951, it appeared on Imperial Records. And man, I hope you're digging this week's Juke in the Back, as the entire show is about food, celebrating the 4th of July. Up next is one of America's true blues treasures, although I'm sorry to say he's often overlooked. I'm talking about Champion Jack Dupree. He recorded this for OK Records in 1940. We're going way back. This is the oldest song featured on the show. And he cut two versions of this tune, and I decided to play the second one. Here's Cabbage Greens, number 2, Champion Jack Dupree, as we celebrate America's birthday with food. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're jiving on the Juke in the Back.
Come in, your boy, and go get some meat for them greens. Yeah, yes, them greens. For them greens, we call them carrot greens. With a spoon in a dish, say I'd rather have cabbage than to have that fish for them greens. Yes, yes, them greens. For them greens, they call them cabbage greens. Clem for me now, have it look like I can see a dish of them greens now. But all that fat meat in. Field, say, take this nickel and get a bag of meal for them greens. Yes, yes, them greens. bread. They call them carrot bread.
French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fee, with Chef Pfeiffer on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fate, with Chef Pfeiffer on the side. A fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fate, with Chef Pfeiffer on the side. Fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fate, with Chef Pfeiffer on the side. Now, if you don't have it, just bring me a check for the water.
Folks like their taters lioness, some prefer French fried. But I like mine mixed with mayonnaise, coleslaw on the side. Solid potato salad, that's solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take my plate, fill it up and bring it right back. Solid potato salad, and let's have no yak-yak. Solid potato salad, boy, take my plate, fill it up and bring it right back. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud, for some solid potato salad. solid potato salad. That solid salad, Jack. Solid potato salad, boy. Take my plate, fill it up, and bring it right back.
Ella Mae Morris, who gave us House of Blue Lights near the top of the show, is back with a song that's previously unreleased, that solid potato salad. And man, I tell ya, for me, nothing goes better with hot dogs and hamburgers than solid potato salad. Man, that sat in the can for quite a while, but was released on Capitol Records in the 90s. The recording session for that tune, though, dates back to 1943. Now that we've filled up on potato salad and cornbread and hot dogs and everything else we've had to eat today, I think it's about time for dessert. Baby, we earned ourselves some great dessert. And to cool you off on a hot 4th of July, let's hear from John Brim, who recorded this for Chess back in 1953. It features Little Walter blowing a mean harp. It's Ice Cream Man, and baby, I could sure use something cool. I've been here at this picnic all day, and it's time for me to go back inside to the Juke in the Back and cool down. Thanks so much for joining me on Juke in the Back. I'll catch you next week for another show examining the soul that came before rock and roll. And now John Brim's gonna cool you down with Ice Cream Man.
Summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Now summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Hey little girl, I've got something for you. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Now I cool your little girl, the guarantee I'm satisfied. I got cream sandwiches, Dixie cup, popsicles, and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Now I cool your little girl, the guarantee I'm satisfied. Thank you.
to by 11 o'clock. I used to come along just about 11 o'clock. Now if you let me cool you off this time, you'll be my regular star. I got all flavors, including pineapple too. And I got all flavors, including pineapple too. I want my flavor, little girl, the guy to be just right for you.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.